Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination.
If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Peter here. In most detective stories, we get to follow the exploits of a hard-nosed private eye who seems to be the smartest one in the room, always one step ahead by using their keen sense of deductive reasoning, quick wit, and irresistible charm. However, today's story is not like most detective stories. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Max. I'm 12 years old and I live in Texas. And this is my story, a cheesy mystery.
It was the first time it had happened to me. I was there, right on the cusp of figuring out one of my famous mysteries, and then, boom, my mind went blank. If only I'd seen it coming, earlier in the night. There I was, Detective John Lee Moskowitz, standing outside the mansion of eccentric billionaire Levi Cashin.
This way to the masquerade party, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. Yes, right here through the front door, just like you enter most parties. Welcome.
Hello, I'm here for the masquerade party. I'm Detective John Lee Moskowitz.
Of course, Mr. Moskowitz. Might I just see your invitation?
Of course.
Yes, all seems to be in order. As I understand, Mr. Cashin was particularly excited for you to be joining us tonight.
Well, that makes one of us being excited for me to be
joining for the party tonight?
I said very suavely.
To be honest, I don't even know why I was invited to this. I mean, I'm a detective for goodness sake, and a darn good one, unless you ask my captain. To him, I'm a loose cannon who doesn't play by the rules, but
yes,
I always...
Yes, Mr. Moskowitz, very good. Just enter right this way.
The kindly usher had clearly been dazzled by my devil-may-care attitude and needed reprieve. Nonetheless, I meant what I said. I had no idea why I'd be invited to one of these hoity-toity soirees. My usual idea of a good time was more tiki-themed. No one's putting on airs at a tiki party. It's fun, it's casual. Just a good time all around. I walked in the front door. Inside, the party was in full swing. Hundreds of the city's most fashionable elites dancing, chatting, and pretending not to notice how snazzy I looked in my black suit and red tie. My next-door neighbor Celia had said the combo was a bit much and that I looked like an upscale waiter on Valentine's Day, confirming my theory that sometimes she says nasty things just to hurt my feelings. But I knew I looked good. Also, it was a masquerade and everyone was wearing masks. I stood looking out at the party from a second-floor landing, again looking very cool and nonchalant, when suddenly my awesome train of thought was interrupted.
John! Detective John Lee Moskowitz, as I live and breathe.
Ah, the lovely Ms. Canned. Ms. Canned Beans.
Oh, how good it is to see...
Canned, I know you've probably been wondering how I recognized you under your mask. Well, to tell you the truth, I've developed the ability to recognize anyone I've met just from the sound of their heartbeat.
No, I hadn't been wondering that, but wait, what?
That's right. Your heartbeat was a dead tell.
Wouldn't it be easier to go off of, you know, the sound of my voice or the features of the lower half of my face? I mean, I recognized you, so...
Yes, yes, all of that's good for an amateur, maybe, but I'm a professional, and as a professional, I always keep it cool under pressure. So for goodness sakes, tell me why I've been invited here, Cam. Is it a heist? Is someone going to rob Levi Cashin tonight? Everyone, stop and look at me!
Dan, please lower your voice.
Sorry.
Well, this has been lovely. I'm going to mingle with some non-law enforcement professionals for a while, but before I go...
Are you going to ask me to dance with you? Because yes.
No. I just wanted to tell you that there's going to be an explosion of a surprise tonight.
Oh, really? How so?
I've already said too much. Just make sure not to tell any cheesy jokes tonight. Wink, wink. Ta-ta!
Ta-ta to you, Ms. Beans. I had no idea what she could have meant by her coded language. She seemed to emphasize the words cheese and explosion. But any detective worth his salt knows to ignore such details as red herrings. Instead, I focused on the words surprise and joke. Goodness. Maybe they're going to host an impromptu open mic night and make me the main act. The joke would be on them, though, pun intended. Because I've been trying out my material every Tuesday at the Chuckle Factory downtown, and that set is airtight, no matter what Celia and her unkind friends say. I needed to confirm my theory, though, so I headed to the only other person I knew at this party, Ms. Canned Bean's partner, Mr. Ray Tuna. Hello there, sir.
Ah, Detective John Lee Moskowitz, as I live and breathe.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking, Ray. How did I recognize you under
Detective,
that...
Detective, isn't this such a lovely night?
Well, it was before you interrupted me. Nevertheless, I have a question for you.
A question? Well, go right ahead.
Just then, I decided to play into Ms. Bean's game. It's regarding... cheese.
Well, why don't you mind your own cheese wax?
He then walked off, frantically.
Excuse me,
hey,
excuse me,
it.
Coming oh, through.
What?
I'm Ray Tuna.
Something was definitely amiss, and he hadn't made any allusions to open mics. He had mentioned cheese, but was that just because he didn't know the expression usually went mind your own beeswax? Wait, does it normally go mind your own beeswax, or have I been saying it wrong? I mean... cheese wax is a thing, right? Gosh, this could be really embarrassing. What's that? Another awesome train of thought interrupted, but this time by the man himself, Mr. Big Shot Billionaire Levi Cashin, about to make a toast. He was standing behind a massive table covered in cheeses of all kinds, at the center of which was a wheel of cheese big enough to hold who knows what. I made a mental note. I have to try some of that cheese later. I mean, it looks so good and there's so much of it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, let me thank you so much for coming out tonight. Being able to host friends is one of the few consolations for the otherwise terrible weight of being a billionaire. Also, you won't regret making the trip because there will be an eruption of a surprise tonight. Enjoy!
Goodness, he winked after every word in that last sentence, gestured directly to the big wheel of cheese, then ran away very quickly. What is going on here? I'm so close to figuring it out. I can feel it. I replayed all the conversations I had had that night in my head, trying to find some kind of pattern.
Jeez.
Surprise.
Explosion.
Interruption.
None of it fit together until...
We
are
to
explode
a
cheese
bomb.
I've got it! This has all been some kind of elaborate setup. I know what's going to happen tonight. Nothing! That's right, nothing is happening tonight. Especially not with cheese or explosions. We're all just at a nice normal party. Oh, phew, for a second there, I thought something might... That's when everything went black. Then, yellowish orange. And then I wiped the cheese off my eyes and everything was normal. Except the whole party was covered in cheese. And people were not happy about it. Just then I heard sounds from outside. I ran out just in time to see Levi Cashin, Canned Beans, and Ray Tuna all jumping into a private helicopter and flying away, all the while laughing and dropping loose cheese everywhere.
See you greater friends. It'll be a marvelous time. Cheese!
As they flew away, Cashin's amazing puns echoed in my mind. The culprits had gotten off scot-free, and it was all my fault for the very first time. In fact, the further I get away from this case, the more I realize the fix was in from the beginning. No human could have figured out what was going to happen. I mean, look at me. I'm already laughing about the whole thing. However, what I still can't understand to this day is why Levi would destroy his own mansion.
I did it for the insurance money.
Well, I guess we'll never know. But I suppose that's why they call it being an eccentric billionaire.
Moskowitz, that is not a funny joke. I mean, it's not really a joke at all.
Celia, I didn't recognize your heartbeat under that mask.
Because you're a terrible detective.
You know, you really hurt my feelings sometimes. The end.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi! Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call. Our first story comes to us from an 11-year-old from New Hampshire named Aurora. And Aurora's story is called The Repeating Guy. Have you ever heard the phrase,
"Ugh, you could say that again,"
and then the other person makes a joke out of it by repeating the thing they just said? Usually, the joke stops right there. But in Aurora's story, well, things go just a little bit further. Amazing job, Aurora. Our next story comes to us from a 7-year-old from Utah named Isaac. And Isaac's story is called Secrets of Writing. And the secret of this story is that it's not even a story. It is, in fact, a poem. A very thoughtful, beautiful poem that is short, sweet, and to the point, which proves you don't always need a million words to say a million things. Awesome job, Isaac. Up next is an awesome story from a 6-year-old from Washington named Imogen. Now, this story is all about secrets. In this story, the main character, Tess, has a big, big, big secret. What is that secret? Well, I don't want to give it away. It's too great of a twist, but I will just tell you the title. The title is, My Mother is a Bucket and My Father is an Apple. Oh, I might have just spoiled it. Either way, great job, Imogen. And our final story comes to us from a 5-year-old from Alabama named Bo. And it's called The Boy Who Rode a Motorcycle on Water. Here's how it starts. A boy named Zach was tired of his parents always drinking coffee. They always wanted coffee. One day, he was in a coffee shop with his parents when he saw a special motorcycle outside. Now, you might think, oh, that whole story's about coffee. And that is but a taste, my friends, of the adventures that are yet to come. You'll have to read the rest yourself to find out what happens. To read Bo's story and all of today's Roll Call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and big thanks to Max Leon, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios. Executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. A Cheesy Mystery was adapted by Will Jacobs and features performances by Eric Austin, Chris Ferry, Giovanni, Peter McNerney, Anna Rock, Jasmine Romero, and Andy Vega. Wow, what an incredible story today. I really like that cheesy mystery, especially that part with all the cheese.
with a giant table covered in cheese. Oh, look, there's a table over here covered in all sorts of cheese as well. Just like the story, I hope this table of cheese isn't an exploding table of cheese. I should probably keep my distance from it. Oh boy, there is some Gruyere over there, though, and some brie. I'm sure it's not going to blow up in my face the second I get over there. I'm sure there's a timer on it. And what are the chances that it's going to, you know, have a cheese explosion right in my face when I take the first bite? I mean, what are the chances? Who would do that? Who would set this up? It's silly. Really, it's ridiculous of me to not at least try the cheese and maybe have some more if it doesn't immediately explode in my face into gooey, cheesy mess. I mean, right? Am I right? I mean, I'm alone. I'm talking to nobody, but I'm just going to walk over to this table of cheese and it's going to be fine. I'm just going to touch this cheddar cheese right on top of this pile and I'm sure it's going to be fine. Here comes my finger, just going to touch the cheese, and... I have no regrets.